Aloha, and welcome to Psychic Sundays on Maui's KAKU 88.5 FM, streaming live on the web at www.kakuradio.org. This is your host, Tom, the astrology guru, bringing you an informative, good-natured look at the intuitive and metaphysical thought and practice here on Maui. I'm here to take you on a spiritual journey for your mind, body, and soul. Join me today as we take a closer look at the planet Venus, the brightest planet in our night sky. I will be discussing a little about the history of Venus to us all on Earth, as well as enlightening you to how Venus affects you in your life. Oh, and don't forget to stay tuned in to later in the show, when I will be providing you with our moon sign information for the coming week, so you will be best prepared emotionally for your life in the week ahead. Now, let's take that close look at Venus. As forementioned, Venus is the brightest planet in our night sky next to the moon. Venus is brightest just before sunrise and shortly after sunset in our sky. Venus is the second closest planet to the Sun. Venus doesn't travel too far from the Sun, always found within 47 degrees of the Sun. It takes Venus 224 days to orbit the Sun. When Venus gets closest to Earth, two very exciting things happen. The first is Venus making its closest approach to Earth than any other planet in our solar system. This happens every 584 days. The second, as forementioned, is Venus coming closest to Earth, which that is the time in which Venus goes retrograde. Again, the apparent illusion that Venus is actually moving backward through our night sky. The key word here is illusion. What's interesting about that Venus retrograde is that if we were all on the Sun, looking at the planets, all planets orbit the Sun counterclockwise. Interesting, most planets also rotate counterclockwise. However, when Venus goes retrograde, Venus actually changes its rotation to a clockwise motion. So Venus is dancing in our universe. The days take a little bit longer on Venus, where all of us know our day begins at sunrise and begins the next day at sunrise, taking 24 hours. Well, on Venus, that same day lasts 117 days on Venus. That's 117 Earth days of sunlight before the next day begins. Venus has been mystifying mankind in our night sky and morning sky for thousands of years. Venus often being referred to as the morning star and the evening star back in those times. The Babylonians named the planet Ishtar after their goddess of love. Pythagoras is commonly credited with observing that this morning star and evening star were the same planetary body way back in the 6th century BC. He also believed at that time that Venus orbited Earth. Later to be discredited by Galileo, for he discovered that Venus orbited the Sun and not the Earth in the early 17th century. Also, the Mayan civilization have a religious calendar based solely on Venus. Venus was officially named by the Romans after the goddess of love. Many Asian cultures refer to Venus as the gold star, based on their five elemental system. The Greeks associated Venus with their goddess Aphrodite. Some interesting history also about Venus. The famous mariner Captain Cook sailed to Tahiti in 1768 just to observe Venus. He then went on to explore the east coast of Australia. And speaking of Australia, even to this day, it is a very common spiritual practice to gather right after the sunset to view Venus in many Aborigine cultures. Venus is also very spiritually recognized to the Native American Lakota Indians. Spirituality They refer to Venus as the daybreak star. The Lakota Indians also associate Venus with wisdom and the last stages of life. The astrological symbol for Venus is the same symbol as that referring to females, a circle with a small cross beneath. So just as through time we see some of the influence of Venus through different civilizations, Venus too has its influence with each and every one of us. How Venus influences you in your life is very specific to the exact moment of your birth. For this is the moment in which you inherited all of your planetary relationships and your relationship with Venus. Wherever Venus is in your chart, know that its influence is very important to you. A very important relationship of our life to understand. For Venus is related to how we respond in life, how we appraise, how we value, our appreciation for life, also giving us compassion and love, but not the love of attraction. That's left for our planet Mars. Venus actually has influence over two very important parts of our lives. For just like Mercury, Venus rules two signs of the zodiac as well. Venus first rules the Earth sign of Taurus, then the Air sign of Libra. With Venus first influencing the sign of Taurus, here we find emphasis on our material belongings, our possessions, our money, essentially representing the second house of the zodiac. We then receive the influence from Venus in the sign of Libra, bringing emphasis to our relationships, marriage, all partnerships, and especially harmony. Representing the seventh house of the zodiac, this is where our body meets the outside world. Guaranteed, Venus was in one of the 12 signs of the zodiac when you were born. That placement will reflect your relationships with yourself and the world. We feel Venus's energy in our hearts, along with the moon. Give your heart equal ownership to the moon and Venus. You know, Venus is our only planet named after a female figure. Speaking of female figure, it is a very common practice in astrology that in a male's chart, wherever Venus was when he was born, really speaks of what sort of lady he is looking for in life. Venus definitely highlights femininity, beauty, again, all that we appreciate. You know, just as I mentioned earlier, how Venus actually starts rotating in different direction every 584 days. But did you know, while it orbits the Sun, Venus's orbit is the most nearly circular compared to that of any planet in our solar system. Make all your movement beautiful with the influence of Venus. When looking at emotional compatibility and relationship compatibility, Venus plays a huge factor. For again, this is how we love, what we love, and how we go about loving. It is true that we may make a success of any relationship. With your understanding of astrology, and especially the relationship of Venus you inherited when you were born, well, you could just really save yourself a lot of work. Meaning, when you understand your personal relationship with Venus, you will then understand the relationships with your Venus that are most compatible with you. So check this out. We actually have the ability to select the best relationships of our lives just by understanding our unique relationship with Venus. For Venus's influence is felt in our hearts. our souls. You've all heard the saying, to your heart's content, right? Well, why not live your life to your heart's content? It just starts by understanding these unique relationships. It's interesting to bring out the microscope and look very closely at how Venus really does influence our daily lives. As I mentioned, Venus has rulership over two parts of our lives, each and every one of us. Well, remember our moon, which goes through all those 12 signs of the zodiac every month. And the moon is reflective. So that means every month, between 4 and 7 days, the moon is reflecting the influence of Venus to all of us on Earth. When the moon's in the Earth sign of Taurus, Venus influenced. This is the time of the month that we appreciate our earthy possessions, our money, our favorite things in life, our favorite foods, our natural beauty. Then when the moon enters the air sign of Libra, the influence then emphasizes our beauty in relationships, or the lack thereof, reflecting all partnerships and the harmony in any union that you may have in your life. So not only do we see Venus very brightly in our morning and evening skies, but we see the influence of Venus every day of our lives, especially emphasized those several days every month. So again, when one is to understand this inherited relationship from birth, one then begins to understand how one possesses in life all of our stuff. Then from there you'll see how you are influenced with relationships in your life. Again, this is unique to your timing, the time you were born into this world. This is your reference point. Almost all of us know where the sun was when we were born, but do you know where Venus was when you were born? I highly encourage those of you who may not know this relationship to find out as soon as possible. For without the awareness of this very important relationship of your life, life will seem very daunting, dark, cold, unloving. You have that relationship. Just shine the light on it. I guarantee the result will be a better relationship with everything in this life and everyone. You have these unique relationships. If you are unaware of where Venus was when you were born, or you just want to find out more how Venus influences you in your life, and who to look for to share your brightest moments, feel free to give me a call at 808-250-1237. Again, 808-250-1237. Or visit my website at www.knowastrology.org. That's know, spelled K-N-O-W, astrology.org. Earlier on, I spoke of when Venus goes retrograde, simultaneously changing its direction of rotation. Well, here's a little refresher on how retrogrades impact us all on Earth. A reflective time. It's a time when the energy of that given planetary body turns inward. A time for all of us to rethink, relive, and reestablish how we go about loving in our lives. Again, Venus retrogrades every 584 days. When Venus retrogrades, this very phenomena will last up to 6 weeks. A great time for all of us to sharpen our heart's pencils. And because astrology is completely related to timing, the time in which you were born into this world, it is quite possible that Venus may have been retrograde when you were born. A Venus retrograde when you were born may cause great difficulty in finding that right partner, difficulty achieving any fulfillment in life. One may be more in love with the idea of love itself than with any particular individual with this retrograde Venus placement. A Venus retrograde placement from your time of birth is a great lesson on how to love, and who to love, when to love. Remember, all of your success with love relies on your success with self. Have you an unconditionally loving relationship with yourself? Or are you your worst enemy at times? Know with Venus retrograde in your natal chart, this may be great difficulty in achieving any harmonious understanding. Remember that all planetary influences not only influence us individually, but also events. The start of a business, the start of a partnership, a marriage, a country. You are well advised not to start any new projects in any retrograde, let alone partnerships. Again, it is not that we are defeated by circumstance. Most of us are just unwilling to put all that work in to a relationship that begins when Venus is retrograde. Timing is everything. Don't let Venus catch you off guard in your planning. Quite the opposite. Plan accordingly to where your Venus is at. And if this planning has to do with a relationship with any person, make sure you both understand your Venus relationship before you either go any further. This understanding will save you from misunderstanding, not understanding Venus. You know, as I refer to an event or a country being born when Venus's energy becomes attached to that event, the birth, in this instance, a country, the United States. Venus was in Cancer back on July 4th, 1776, along with the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury, again, all in Cancer. So we are very much a country that is concerned with our homes, security at home, tradition. We are an extremely sensitive, moody country, influenced highly by the moon. This is Cancer energy, synonymous with the moon. So Venus, because it was in the sign of Cancer when our country was born, is sort of reflecting now the characteristics of the moon. And Venus was in the United States' seventh house. This country has a love of sensitive partnerships. This placement also leaves the United States to be quite dependent. A great life lesson for the United States is one of self-sufficiency. Neither here nor there. Just understand the depths how Venus influences all of us, individually and with each other. Say, do any of you notice any changes with home in our society? One of the reasons for this may just be Pluto. A while back, we devoted a show all about Pluto and its rear sign change into the Earth sign of Capricorn. The earthy transformation and regeneration of our very structure as we know it. Well, this Pluto and Capricorn relationship is sitting directly 180 degrees on the opposite side of the room to the United States of America. Pluto is here to transform ourselves and how we identify ourselves with our environment. Pluto's message is one of great compassion. Pluto wants us to find all that we seek in life within ourselves, especially with all matters of security. Feel secure within your own skin. That's Pluto's message. Well, what does this have to do with Venus? The ever-changing world we live in. What I'm speaking of is the relationship of Venus that the United States inherited some 233 years ago. This relationship with Venus is the United States to keep? It will ever be. So quite simply, I'm looking at that starting point for the United States and looking to current day, and that's where we find Pluto in Capricorn opposing the United States, Venus in Cancer. Do not fear when two signs are opposed, or a planetary relationship is being opposed by another planetary relationship in your life. Remember it like this. There are always two halves to every circle. When planetary oppositions are upon us, the full circle is highlighted. It's time to manifest. A time to bring the whole to light. Oppositions do require effort, as any relationship requires effort. Here, each half is the teacher, and each half is the student, simultaneously. Just like yin and yang, equal parts black, equal parts white, neither dominant. All too often, this dominance gets expressed through our relationships. Let's face it though, dominance comes from ignorance. Dominance is a sure sign of one being unable to control their own life. So if you find yourself right now in a dominating relationship, it's possible that Venus has something to do with this as well. Perhaps you've found your student and your teacher at the same time, and just maybe that teacher does not want to be the student. But do not resist this change. The opportunity for growth. This influence may be happening to you to improve your own life. Silly to think that we fight with our ability to be happy in our own lives. Allow Venus to shed some light here in your life. Wake up to what feels right every day of your life. Our minds have no place telling our hearts what it likes. Our hearts know just fine, thank you. So live to your Venus's content. Connect yourself harmoniously to every relationship in your life. Learn to value and appreciate your uniqueness, your taste. Let that sparkle from Venus be felt in every way, every day of your life. You're listening to Psychic Sundays on Maui's 88.5 FM, KAKU, streaming live on the web 24 hours a day at www.kakuradio.org. Now, let's take a look at our moon signs for the week ahead. The moon rules all of our emotions, spending approximately 2 to 3 days per sign before moving on to the next. The moon travels through each of the 12 signs of the zodiac every month. When the moon has its last relationship with any planet, the moon then enters a phenomenon known as a void of course. Voids may last a couple of minutes or a couple of days. During void of courses, it is wise to work with what already has begun. Do not try to start any projects during a void, for your efforts will almost surely be lost. Just expect delay and confusion in a void of course. Our first void of the course of the week started last week. That's right, it started last night, the 15th, at 8:19 p.m. Continuing to this Sunday morning, the 16th of August, to 3:13 a.m. I hope the moon went easy on you last night, and it wasn't a void to remember. So we start our Sunday with the moon reflecting. Ah, the energy of Cancer, the moon's home. Speaking of which, a great place to find yourself for the next couple days. Focus on your domestic detail. Go on and bake some fresh bread. You can do it. Pull out some pictures while you're waiting for your bread to be done and reminisce. Another great thing to do for a moon in Cancer. We all tend to be a little more sensitive just now, protective, and just plain old moody. Caution to my Capricorn friends and those who inherited Capricorn planetary relationships. This is your emotionally challenged time of the month, Capricorn. The moon wants you to take a time out from your to-do list, Capricorn. It's the time of month to feel, highlighting our emotional nature. Capricorn, just work on being famous at home just now. The Cancer moon will lead us into late Monday evening, where we arrive at our second void of the week at 9:09 p.m. This void Monday night spills over till Tuesday morning till 3:57 a.m. If you're unable to sleep, just plan on a nap later on Tuesday afternoon. Most of us will hit the ground running with the moon's entry to the fire sign of Leo at 3:57 a.m. What was that? Was that a mysterious cough you developed overnight? Tuesday and Wednesday may be days you want to call in, for you don't want anyone at work to catch your enthusiasm for enjoying your life. The moon now is encouraging us all to be creative, romantic. Enjoy your time with children and animals. Let's all celebrate our sun. And to all my Aquarius friends and those who inherited Aquarius relationships in their life, this is your emotionally challenged time of the month. Aquarius, the moon wants you to relish in your uniqueness just now. Give yourself a hug, Aquarius. Job well done. This is the time of the month to recharge your batteries, Aquarius. You know your best comes from moving to the beat of your own drum. The Leo moon leads us to Thursday, which is our new moon day. A great time to initiate beginnings, projects. The new moon is exact Thursday the 20th, just after midnight at 12:02 a.m. Interestingly, this is the last relationship the moon has with any planet, the sun. Remember, the sun and the moon are always in the same sign at the new moon. So this being the last relationship the moon is having, well, that brings us to our third void of course of the week, which also begins at 12:02 a.m., early Thursday the 20th, and lasts almost 4 hours till 4 a.m. Use the moon and Leo to tire yourself out so you can sleep through the void. The void ends at 4 a.m., Thursday the 20th, with the moon's entry to the earth sign of Virgo. The moon now is reflecting the importance of our daily lives. A place for everything and everything in its place. Great time to take inventory on any area of your life. Go balance your checkbook. Tidy up your life. And to my Pisces friends and those who inherited Pisces relationship energy, this is your emotionally challenged time of the month, Pisces. The moon wants you to respect your need for detail in your life just now, Pisces. Come down to earth just now. Fix the part of your life that needs tending to in your daily routine, Pisces. The organizing Virgo moon will be with us until Saturday, early in the a.m., exactly at 1:44 a.m. when we reach our fourth void of course of the week. Another night you may be challenged to get your Z's. If so, promise yourself a wonderful Libra nap later on Saturday afternoon. For the moon will enter the air sign of Libra at 5:12 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd, a day of focusing on relationships and harmony with all. Life is beautiful, isn't it? Caution goes to my Aries friends and those with Aries relationship energies. This is your emotionally challenged time of the month. Aries, the moon is encouraging you to focus a little bit more of your time outside of yourself just now. Let all your inner qualities improve your relationships. Be patient and certainly tolerant with those around you just now, Aries. Let us also celebrate the sun Saturday the 22nd as it enters to the earth sign of Virgo at 1:38 p.m. Focus on your daily routine the next month, everyone. That's it for this week. Moon void of course times. Remember, all my worldly listeners, the times given are time zone specific. Check your time zones. Tell your family and friends to tune into the radio show that's changing lives, Psychic Sundays, on Maui's 88.5 FM KAKU.